From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, California wants cleaner power and is trying to make other states go along. First, the lead, global warming, and an international conference that concludes today in Montreal with a surprise guest speaker, former President Bill Clinton. A reported 10,000 delegates from around the world have spent 11 days in Montreal discussing what to do about what is feared will be catastrophic climate change in the coming decades, caused in part by human activity. This conference aims to build on the Kyoto Protocol, which orders cuts in carbon emissions by the world's leading economies. The U.S. is not a partner, and while the Bush administration has sent observers to the conference, they haven't agreed to anything. Apparently, the American team didn't know that Mr. Clinton is appearing today. His speech was not on a schedule, and a Canadian official told the Associated Press that U.S. officials are annoyed. Leaving that aside, NPR science correspondent Chris Joyce is covering the Montreal conference. He joins us now. Chris, what has been achieved so far at the Montreal conference?
Lots of talk, Alex. Some of the bigger issues that they'd hoped to settle have not been settled. There were never great hopes for this conference. It is the biggest conference since Kyoto in 97, where the major parties will meet again. But the big issue was what to do after 2012, and that bears a little explaining. The accounting period during which the signatories of the Kyoto Treaty have to start reducing their greenhouse emissions, the gases that cause global warming, that runs from 2008 to 2012. That's pretty much set, even though many countries will have a hard time meeting some of those limits. But nonetheless, it's what happens after that. The Kyoto Treaty is only going to be a drop in the bucket as far as cutting back on global warming. And they'd hope to at least agree to some formal statement that, yes, we will get together next year or the year after and actually sit down and plan the world after 2012. So far, they failed even to do that.
The U.S. Senate failed to ratify the Kyoto Treaty. The U.S. government since then has said that it would be too costly and too cumbersome to try to join Kyoto. Does the failure of the conference to arrive at any concrete goals kind of suggest that the U.S. position may be correct? It's just too cumbersome a thing to get into.
Some would make that argument. I can't say that the U.S. delegation has been trying to say that, although I know privately that some in the United States, particularly in industry and in the Bush administration, believe that the way things are going, they've been proven right. The progress has been extremely slow in trying to get some of the parts of Kyoto that were supposed to start even before the 2008 accounting period starts. They just haven't been able to succeed. There's a lot of it's because of red tape, and people who want to participate, even in the developing world who don't have to, they say it's been very hard to get things organized to get started. And in a sense, it does make it look as if the formal top-down approach has not been the best.
Well, there's this coming deadline, you say, in 2012. What is going to happen next? What's going to happen after that, and what's the plan to try to do anything?
They have a couple more days here, possibly. Today's the formal end, but they might go on into Saturday, and they're going to try to at least agree to something, even informal, that they'll continue talks about a world after 2012. And most important is trying to get the big countries that are not members of the Kyoto Protocol now, the United States, but also China and India, which will be large emitters of greenhouse gases, somehow, some way to get them involved.
NPR's Chris Joyce in Montreal at the Climate Conference. Chris, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me just note, there's a new feature at our website, npr.org. It's called World Opinion. If you go there and click on, you can see what there is other comment from around the world about the Kyoto protocols on greenhouse gas emissions.